At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Kamari Vidal, and you listen to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by the Trash Man. And Trash Man, I can't believe it, man, but we're almost here in August. We have the Hall of Fame game kicking off tomorrow, and we have injuries across the training camps that we need to get to talk about our worry meters about some of these guys, some big name stars that have little things have popped up. Are they little? Are they big? Do we need to worry about it? Do they need to be getting moved on the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet? Of course, the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet available to our pro members at rosterwatch.com, the only tool that you need to help you dominate your fantasy football draft. Please go check it out. There's a QR code right there if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're listening on the podcast, just go to Roster Watch, go sign up for a pro membership. It's super, super helpful to us. This is the time of the year where this is our business season, and we need your support to be able to keep the lights on and keep doing this. And the way you can support us is by going to rosterwatch.com, getting a pro membership, and dominating your league with our help this season. All right, Trash Man. Speaking of the cheat sheet, I'm updating PPR right now to version 3.0 because in the Fantasy Pros mock draft simulator, they just added in sleeper ADPs, which if every time a new ADP gets added, it throws the balance off a little bit, but I'm just going to go ahead and be daring and run a couple of mocks here live so you can kind of tell me what you think about how these teams are coming together. And hopefully it's held up okay, but just so everybody knows, there will be updates to all sheets at some point on Wednesday and or Thursday to make sure that we've accounted for those new ADPs that are coming in. And of course, the shifting ADPs of these other players, like say Joe Mixon, who's just falling off a cliff. We didn't talk about him before this when we talked about the injury roundup because we've discussed him before. But certainly, that's one of the biggest injury considerations to take into account right now. But how about some of these things that happened over the course of the last couple of days? Let's start with Malik Nabers. Had an injury scare at practice yesterday. Went down on a running play. Scared everybody. Scared the dickens out of everybody on X for a while there. Got up after a few minutes. Went to the locker room. They're saying it's a shoulder. If you listen to some of the Twitter doctors, there's Jeff Mueller, who's the I don't know who we follow on X. He's saying that hopefully it's nothing, but notable that it's his left shoulder possibly. He said that there was a flag from the combine last year with Nabers and Brian Thomas, both dealing with left shoulder injuries that could cause issues later on. So now not only do we have a left shoulder injury that got flagged at the combine that could be kind of back into play now, but also the lingering toe injury that they're saying he's going to probably have to manage throughout the season and possibly eventually have surgery, hopefully postseason. Where's your worry meter on Malik Nabers right now? Because, I mean, we're taking him at like eighth, ninth overall.
I mean, it's a five.
It's a borderline worry.
I mean, well, just because it seems like, you know, these nagging injuries and popping back up. I mean, the thing is, you have a player who's like a finely tuned machine like Malik Nabers. And he's not the most robust individual, you know, build wise. So it could be the kind of deal where
a very robust individual.
I mean, physically, he's not a big guy.
Oh, I mean, he's robust the way he gets in and out of cuts and the way he gets open.
I mean, yeah, okay.
And soundingly robust.
His movements for sure, but like his, you know, he's not the most
he's not a giant. He's not a BMI monster.
Yeah, so, I mean, so it's kind of worrisome that he's getting these injuries in camp. you know, through contact. They just need to keep him off the field. I mean, we know what he can do. He knows what he can do. Russell Wilson, I mean, he's been in the league for years. I don't see why they keep tempting fate with Malik Nabers and Cam.
Your boy, Dr. David Chow, could be a little bit more worried about Nabers than you are.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
All right. What about Justin Jefferson? What your level of concern with him? With him, they're saying that it's just strictly precautionary. What's your take? What is the news on Jefferson?
I mean, he's going to be ready for week one, they say. I mean, it's a hamstring injury. They're just trying to be smart with him, and for good reason. For good reason, he's the best player on the field for the Vikings. And so I'm not very concerned about it. I think it's predominantly precautionary. I'm a two with Jefferson.
Yeah, you think that he's gonna. I mean, he's gonna miss all of training camp, though, right? They're just not gonna.
That's what the Giants needs to be doing with Nabers.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've come out and said. Have they come out and said that? I think that that's what's going to happen, because it's just like what the narrative around the beat reporters there, just like, all right, well, like, what do you feel about for week one? Is it good? They're like, they have extreme confidence in week one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to choose not to worry about it, but where are you on the worry meter?
I said a two.
A two. Okay. Marquise Brown with it. Was that an ankle?
Marquise Brown, yeah, it was an ankle injury. He's avoided anything serious and is expected to be back on the field today.
Okay, so worry meter.
I'd say a two there as well. I mean, if he's probably going to be back on the field today.
Isaiah Likely, is that that's a fractured foot? The Baltimore Ravens tight end.
Yeah, and foot fractures are
worse. Dude, I mean, anytime I hear fracture and foot, like in the same sentence, or I guess in the same compound, I forgot what that method of that use of speech even is. Whenever I have fractured foot, man, I'm just like, my worry meter is always going to be like a 7 or 8, even though they're saying that he could be ready for week one. Not that Likely's a major target or anything.
I mean, so week one return is possible. What it does is, I guess, it opens up things for Mark Andrews. You don't really have to worry about Mark Andrews coming to the season, you know, and his role in that offense. So, because it was unlikely that you were going to play Likely in the first place. And so it just makes things easier for owners of Mark Andrews.
How about this stuff with Matt Stafford? They're saying he's got it back again. They're holding him out of practice.
Matt Stafford has had a back for the last decade.
He has. He's had a back for the last, you know, 34 years of his life, right? But he's had, or however old he is, but he's had these back issues the whole time. And my worry meter on this is probably like
37 years.
My worry meter on this is not so much about Matt Stafford. It's more about the fact that you got to take Puka Nacua and Davante Adams super early. And the reason why you want to take those guys super early is because no matter what you say about Matt Stafford, he has always just driven production at the wide receiver spots. Going back to Detroit, he just does. And look, Puka's good, and Davante Adams is good, but again, I'll bring up Dr. David Chow since we're talking about injuries and stuff like that. But he had told us last year one bad hit that lands him in the wrong way to where it does something with his back to where it, you know, affects his neck or something like that. It's possibly like curtains for the guy, right? For the season, and maybe time to just kind of hang it up. And so if that's the case. It makes me, it's just like, I'm a little bit worried because his backup would be Jimmy G. And I think that that's reasonable, but we're not paying prices for reasonable quarterback play with these two guys. We're paying prices for the, for the, you know, the Matthew Stafford magic touch.
I mean, the thing is, this is not new news for Stafford. We've been hearing about Stafford and back issues, you know, for a long time now. And I mean, I think any 37-year-old playing in the NFL is going to have back soreness. Maybe probably chronically so. So I'm not worried about Stafford getting on the field. That Stafford again is maybe a three. I'll give it a three, but I'm not worried about it.
Any worries about Michael Pittman?
I mean,
Michael Pittman. Is a groin? What was Pittman? Pittman is a groin. I thought
it was a groin.
Yeah, groin.
I mean, he was icing his groin while he was in pads.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem that serious. Groin injuries too. They can be lingering injuries.
And they can also. Isn't that kind of one that has an association with lower back?
I mean, it definitely can.
Like a compensatory worry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I didn't go that route in school.
Okay.
Chagrin of my father. Dude,
to be honest, I think what's more worrisome with Michael Pittman is the fact that it looks like Anthony Richardson is going to probably win that job from Daniel Jones.
That's better for me. I prefer that. I don't know why everybody's like talking up Daniel Jones like he's a good quarterback. He's not, and he's never proven to be.
He looks terrible. And he doesn't even bring like the hidden upside of it.
For
real life. You took Anthony Richardson fourth overall.
About this guy.
Why put in this dope that looks just as bad as Anthony Richardson that doesn't bring along it? You know, it's right. Like
at least Anthony Richardson has the upside. At least you can maybe actually decide if this guy is going to be your quarterback for the future. You
mentioned Kate Otten. That had slipped through my. I'm not interested in Kate Otten in fantasy this year, but
Godwin isn't ready for the season.
What?
I said even if Godwin isn't ready for the season.
No, that's just a Emeka Egbuka, cha-ching, cha-ching time, dude. I don't care about Otten. Do you?
I mean, I think if Godwin does miss time, I mean, Emeka is – I mean,
what is the Otten injury? You were the one that made me add it to the list.
Otten has a hamstring injury. Didn't practice yesterday.
I just don't care. My worry meter is zero.
Third straight missed practice.
Okay. What is your worry meter?
Well, I don't know that it's that he's at risk of missing regular season games. So to me, it's a three.
Kate Otten's hamstrings just keeping Trash Man up at night. He's just worried sick. Zach Moss released by the Bengals. My worry meter with him is 10. I'm not sure he's going to play again.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say? He broke his neck in three places.
He should go retire. He's probably made enough money to just kind of go retire.
Yeah. You don't want another neck break.
If I had the money he had, I'd go buy a house somewhere that had a river nearby and a rocking chair and just relax.
I mean, isn't that pretty much what you're doing already?
Touche. Ladd McConkey, he's missing practice. He missed practice yesterday, and we don't know why. They already said he's not going to play in the Hall of Fame game on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that's probably precautionary, too. If he's not going to be playing in the game, whatever this injury is, they won't disclose it. I don't know why they wouldn't disclose it.
Marshawn Lloyd finally is back on the injury report as per our usual agreement. He has a groin, and man, we've said it since the very beginning with Marshawn Lloyd. This guy we thought in the class could be a top five back in the class. Big, fast, slashing, but skinny calves, dude. Small little calves, Darren McFadden style build, and
tiptoe burglar.
No, that's McFadden. That's
I know, but I mean, it's kind of a tiptoe burglar.
Did I tell you that I saw Brandon? Did I tell you I saw Brandon Jacobs at the Rivals Five Star in Indianapolis back in June? He was one of the coaches.
No,
I was talking to him and stuff. I was about to tell him that we used to call him the Tiptoe Burglar. Then I decided not to. Do you think I made a wise decision?
I think you did make a wise decision.
He has a kid that looks like he's going to be a prospect. Not surprisingly at all. All right. So, but with Lloyd, the only concern would be like, if you want to handcuff Josh Jacobs, you know, you do it with Lloyd, or maybe now do you not do it? Or
I think Josh Jacobs is somebody you need to handcuff. I'll probably raise Emmanuel Wilson in the dynasty rankings, but yeah, it's not important news in the greater scheme of things.
Is it important news to you that you said, and I did not see this report in my news roundup, but you said you saw that Jordan Mason got the first snap with the Vikings offense?
Yeah, he got the first snap with the Vikings offense, meaning that he's the new starter in Minnesota, obviously.
Okay.
But Seifert had discussed the rotation with Aaron Jones. And we got the following code. I'm not sure from Jones. It's going to roll how it's going to roll for Mason. And you can look at it a lot of ways from O'Connell. It looks like it could be a 50-50 split. It looks like both of these guys could have standalone value in fantasy.
Okay. Hold on. Who was you said earlier? Seifert?
Mm-hmm. Kevin Seifert. He had made the report.
Okay. Kevin, where's he from?
ESPN.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just trying to figure out who Seifert was. So what did you say that he said?
That it's likely to be 50-50 split the way things look right now.
Well, if it truly is a 50-50 split, how does that make you think about, say, you know, Aaron Jones versus Jordan Mason, given where both these guys are going right now? It's like, it feels to me like that would make Jordan Mason a whole lot more appealing. I don't mind getting Aaron Jones in PPR where he goes, but right. I kind of like them both.
It doesn't really do much to Jones for me. It does make Mason more appealing, especially because he could be more like the goal line back there, the short yardage back for the Vikings. So, yeah, he's another player I look at in Dynasty and trying to get him up.
All right. Let's see about running a quick mock draft here real quick. Again, the way you get the ultimate draft cheat sheet is by going to rosterwatch.com. Right now I have it loaded into the draft simulator, picking from the 12-hole. 12-team league, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, two flex, kicker, defense, I think, what, six bench spots? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bench. So just like your home league, right? The cheat sheet is I'm testing version 3.0 right now. And if this thing goes sideways, it goes sideways. But we're here to be as transparent as we possibly can with you guys, and certainly with our pro members at Roster Watch, who, if you do use the sheet, we always want to guarantee an expert quality draft. But that means we have to test and test and test all day. We figure as long as we're doing it, might as well do it on screen here every now and then. So what the cheat sheet's telling me to do here at the 12, just at the 1-2 turn, is to take Devon Achane and Amon-Ra St. Brown, which is a start that I certainly like. At the 3-4 turn, it's having us, so we're just going to skew a little running backs here to start. It wants us to take Alvin Kamara and Ken Walker at the 401. At the 5-6 turn, it wants us to take Xavier Worthy, who it feels like is falling a little bit. It used to be you always had to get him in the – always had to get it go into the late fourth to get him, but you get him here in the late fifth. And then it also now gives me a choice between Travion Henderson and George Pickens. I think I'm going to go Travion. I feel like there are going to be some wide receivers. Yeah, let's go Travion in PPR, dude. Let's see what happens. Now I have a choice between Tony Pollard and Juwan Jennings. Or wait, I don't have a choice. I have two picks in a row, and I'm going to take those two players, Tony Pollard and Juwan Jennings. So I get Juwan Jennings as my wide receiver three here, Tony Pollard as a running back five. Okay, at the 9-10 turn, I like how this is going. It's gonna make me take Ricky Pearsall and Jaden Blue. I hate that I'm going to miss out on a Mecca Egbuka here in this draft. And straight up, how do you feel about Jaden Blue versus Emeka Egbuka right now with the Chris Godwin stuff swirling around and the fact that Jaden Blue has been getting these glowing recent reports out of practice recently for Dallas?
I mean, it kind of depends on your team's makeup, I think, at this point.
But in a vacuum, let's say that you had just we pretty much have the same number of wide receivers and running backs so far.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to have to take Jaden Blue because the cheat sheet has three simple rules at the top. And if you break any of the rules, you bastardize the sheet and take away its magical mystery. But just, I'm curious. It feels like Jaden Blue in this spot is probably better. It's just as a stash.
Yeah.
You know, if you knew you were going to play Egbuka in week one, you could probably do it. But anyway, we'll take.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be fewer opportunities to pick up a starting running back than there are to be, you know, to grab a viable wide receiver.
At the 11-12 turn, it's going to have us take Kyler Murray and Jaden Higgins, who's coming back onto the scene here. I kind of like that. Likely the number two wide receiver there for the Houston Texans. We also get our quarterback as well. And then at the 13-14 turn, we're going to have to take our tight end here. So that's built in. But it wants us to take Marquise Brown and address tight end Hunter Henry. And that's the team. So here we go. The team here, the quarterback is Kyler Murray. The running backs are Devon Achan, Alvin Kamara, Kenneth Walker, Travion Henderson, Tony Pollard, and Jaden Blue. The wide receivers are Amon-Ra St. Brown, Xavier Worthy, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, Jaden Higgins, and Marquise Brown. See what happened here that I'm going to need to work on, and this is why we test it. I don't want to have, you know, I love Amon-Ra St. Brown, Xavier Worthy, but it's a little bit troublesome to have Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah. We should have taken the receiver instead of Henderson maybe in that pick.
Yep. I think so too. Yeah. That would have been better to take Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do like the way that the draft turned out. This is still a draft that I put my stamp on, but I am going to make a note here to look into that Jennings Pearsall thing and also examine the Travion Pickens decision. And as I test it and continue through the rest of the day, we'll make sure and do it. Let's just see what grade they gave us anyway, though. 88. Not great. All the experts there gave us 90s and stuff. So, all right. Well, so
deep bench,
not bad for, you know, the middle of testing. And by the time it's up on the site, of course, it will be completely dialed in because we need to make sure that you guys every day, it's just ADPs are shifting. And we're here making sure that you guys are staying ahead of them and you're leveraging ADP at every turn when you use the ultimate, the magical, the mystical, the mythical, or the original three-step cheat sheet available to pro members at rosterwatch.com.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.